And just available for questions, okay?
Right.
All right. Move on to 13.
Okay. Well, thanks for being here to be available to answer questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 13 is the Buena Vista Landfill, Santa Cruz County. We did have this on the consent calendar. However, we received a letter Tuesday? And that's from the County of Santa Cruz. And it that letter was in your folders. So hopefully, like I said earlier, mine's on white paper. I'm not sure if you ended up with, it's on white paper, I guess. And it has, I guess, four main points, 2 points having to do with liner deformation, 1 point having to do with the retention of runoff, and then the fourth point has to do with quality assurance. I think those are the main 4 points. And maybe liner is one issue. That would make it three. Okay. And Martin Fletcher of our staff has an update and response for that for those comments.
Members of the board, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. My name is Martin Fletcher, and basically I drafted waste discharge requirements that are showing up there. We received some additional comments that we addressed within the staff report, but the county had additional, wanted to continue the discussion. And we received this letter on May 8th, and it discussed three issues. The first issue was with regards to stormwater drainage facilities, specifically staff's response to comment number 9 in the staff report. It's shown on page 7 of the staff report that detention basins must have a 100-year, 24-hour storm capacity and that the discharger is out of compliance. The second issue was allowable deformation requirements limiting liner seismic deformation to 6 inches for the liner and 12 inches for the cover. And finally, the third issue was construction quality assurance, specifically the requirement to have third-party CQA. With regards to issue number 1 on stormwater, the background specification C28 of the proposed order requires drainage facilities to accommodate the 100-year, 24-hour storm event. Title 27 essentially is worded in the way that drainage facilities must be designed, built, and maintained to meet performance standards, which include that same accommodation term. It also allows for discharge as long as it's controlled. So the accommodate, which is used in the WDR, is consistent with Title 27, and it was basically in my response, I was in error on number 9. Basically, the sedimentation pond does not have to have 100-year, 24-hour capacity. It only needs to be able to accommodate it and control it. And therefore, the discharger is essentially not out of compliance. So, no changes are recommended for the WDR based on this. I was just basically stating for the record that the comment response in the staff report was incorrect for the board's purview. The second issue, a little bit of background. Specification C34 in the proposed order, it's on page 13, as originally drafted, requires slope stability analysis and landfill design to address permanent seismic deformation. And it utilized the terms 6 inches for liners and 12 inches for final covers. The discharger believes 12 inches for liners is conservative, and that there's compelling engineering opinion that supports 12-inch liner design, and that they feel it requests 12 inches for bottom liners and 36 inches for covers. The previous WDR, or Waste Discharge Requirements 9429, contained solely narrative language with regards to seismic displacement and referred to the California Code of Regulations. There were no specific numbers that they had to meet. And with regards to that, basically they had to submit their analysis for our review. We tend to consult out our slope stability analysis to Department of Water Resources. They have more experts when it comes to slope stability analysis. The Department of Water Resources and State Board have consistently recommended an allowable displacement of 6 inches for liners over the last 10 years. Recently adopted waste discharge requirements that we've adopted have also required this allowable deformation of 6 inches for liners. However, Title 27, Section 21750, Subsection 5D, requires that landfill unit design accommodate an estimated magnitude of movement. There's no specific numbers. It's basically up to the discharger to submit that their liners can handle it. Our response to what I've basically submitted before you is I disagree with approving the 12 inches and 36 inches for covers at this time. However, improved landfill unit design or site-specific conditions may support an increase in allowable design deformation. Therefore, I've modified specification C34 to have a default, which is consistent with State Board and Department of Water Resources recommendations of 6 inches for liners and 12 inches for covers. I've allowed for them to submit documentation for up to 12 inches for liners and 36 inches for covers, respectively, which I believe is consistent with the Title 27 requirements. This is the specific language of C34. You can see in underline is the added language. I added the word default to stress the fact that 6 inches was that just that, a default, and we wanted to make sure that they justified anything different than that. And then in the last, you can see as you go through, the justification that they have to show is extremely detailed. They have to look at a lot of different liner components, ranging from the integrity of the foundation, the bottom liner, the slopes, the final cover system, and or the structures which control leachate, surface drainage, erosion, or gas. And they need to show that it can accommodate permanent slope displacement or be reasonably repaired to perform as originally intended. And that's why you see the larger increase in the covers. The cover is visible. You can go back and you can repair it if there's any damage. The third issue, provision E3 of the order requires that a construction quality assurance plan be implemented by a third party not related to the discharger, the landfill operator, the contractor, or the project designer when constructing new lined management units or related covers. The discharger requests the ability to use the design engine for construction quality assurance. They did cite that they felt it was an advantage and that there was a synergism in that relationship that was more efficient. But it has been our experience that we have seen, and we have seen some problems with that relationship. We've had problems with project designers performing the functions as CQA in the past. Therefore, we disagree, and the staff report essentially states in response to comment number 15 that we're not going to change our view on that. We've had problems. In summary, with regards to issue or comment number one, no modifications are necessary with regards to the stormwater drainage. The WDR is consistent with the Title 27. I explained that the staff report was in error, but I've corrected that. And with regards to comment number two, I recommend modifying C34 as presented, and also no modifications are necessary for comment number three. The discharger agrees with the proposed design changes, and Department of Water Resources and State Board have been included in our discussions. So my recommendation is to adopt the order with the revised specification as presented.
Okay. Any board questions?
I have questions. Can you go back to the revised C34?
Okay.
Okay, on the sentence that has default in it, can you delete that word default?
I can, if you'd like it.
And then at the beginning of the sentence, before for permanent seismic deformation analysis, just put in unless otherwise approved by the executive officer.
Okay.
And let me just, the end of the sentence, reasonably accommodate the permanent slope displacement or be reasonably repaired. Is that language from the regulation?
I believe so. No, the reason we repaired was something we added to justify the larger 36 inches for the cover. So that can... We didn't want the argument to come across that we can repair anything. You know, it just takes money, but then down the line they would say, there's no way we're digging up 20 years of garbage to fix our liner.
Where does the language come from that reasonably accommodate the permanent slope displacement?
The accommodate slope displacement comes from the actual language state. This amount of movement can be accommodated without jeopardizing the integrity of the unit's foundation mm-hmm. or the structures which control leachate. So we could add without jeopardizing the integrity.
What are you looking at, though?
The section 21750F5. Yep. Actually, it's D5 or D. Yeah, it's 5D. It's the subsection D of section F.
Subsection D of section F.
Yeah, it's.
Well, while I'm looking that up, if the discharger wants to make any comments.
No. No comments.
We're going to take a minute to resolve that.
Okay. Mr. Matthews, are you here? I know that your card says you do not wish to testify. Do you have any comments in response to staff's recommendation?
I can try. Remember, it doesn't have any of this. It doesn't have this language in there at all.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be good to add that language without jeopardizing the integrity of the unit's foundation.
Okay.
Thanks.
So,
can you
summarize?
Well, I think,
as I understand,
read the changes that we're finally proposing here.
I understand. Remove default. And then I show, bring to the at the beginning of the sentence, for permanent seismic deformation analysis, add unless otherwise approved by the executive officer. And then add to the, or gas can accommodate, without jeopardizing the integrity.
Can accommodate the permanent slope displacement without jeopardizing the integrity of the...
Bring it back to the unit.
Can you type it into the PowerPoint?
I don't know if I can. No, this is the version that is. I have this one, I think. Okay, so... bold this?
No, that's right. So you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
That's
and then,
after displacement?
Slope displacement without.
It's the subtle nuances that,
is that
really have to pick up on.
Having subtitles typed live.
How about just putting as unit facilities, which might
very slowly.
Be. Okay. Is that good? Okay. So.
Is that it?
Better save that.
It doesn't. Okay, so do we have the language in there, Ms. Okin, that you
yes.
wanted?
Do you have
and Mr. Matthews, did you have any comments or questions? Okay. All right.
We can take, if you want to. Take a second for us to maybe step back and maybe clean up the language. Would that be better, or is it suitable? Suitable? Okay.
What needs to be cleaned up? The end of the sentence?
I was just... Okay.
Okay. Any board questions? Mr. Jeffries.
Well, I don't have a question, but I think my question would be directed to the representatives from County of Santa Cruz. If they, now that you've seen it in up on the screen, do you have any questions to what was being changed?
No, I think that's just really just clarifying the intent that we discussed with staff over the last few days. I don't see any substantial changes in that clarifying language.
Okay, good.
If that's the case, Mr. Chair, then I'll move R3-2006-0002 with corrections.
With corrections. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you very much. And moving right along.